This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a little $10 million experiment going on in New York City here that could mean fewer of us will end up in the hospital. Over the past year and a half, Mount Sinai Hospital has started treating some patients at home, and the early data is positive from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Dan Gorenstein reports.
Home health workers meet Alicia Perez at her door. The 82-year-old has high blood pressure, diabetes, hypertension, and vision problems. And a few weeks back, a urinary tract infection. Fragile patients like Perez typically go from the ER to the hospital, often as a precaution that cost $8,500 for admission and treatment at Mount Sinai. Instead, Perez opted to get treated by Mount Sinai staff in her Upper West Side high-rise apartment for about $1,500 less. She speaks through a translator.
I have lots of people from this team come to my home. They even gave me IV fluids, and they've been checking my blood pressure, my pulse.
For 20 years, a few hospitals in the VA have offered a hospital-at-home program. It's designed for people who have a solid diagnosis like pneumonia, dehydration, or congestive heart failure. Over the years, studies show patients are 19% more likely to be alive 6 months after receiving treatment at home. Mount Sinai's Dr. Al Su says the promise here is obvious.
We've known that we can do this, but we haven't been able to disseminate this because there's no way of paying for this.
Halfway through the three-year project, Mount Sinai's data suggests the hospital saving money and cutting readmissions. Medicare is watching closely, but Carrie Decker, who runs a hospital-at-home program for Presbyterian Healthcare Services in New Mexico, says replicating this work is tricky.
Somebody's putting a shingle up that they do hospital at home, and yet when things start to go sideways, they don't end up being available to that patient.
In other words, hospital-at-home programs raise safety and fraud prevention challenges. When it works, though, Alicia Perez says it's the kind of care we all want.
Being at home, you can save way more money, you're going to be more comfortable, and you're going to be well taken care of.
She says the hospital may be magnificent, but the home is way better. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.